Let's say hello to our next two contestants, Kristen Granlund and Tyler Hinman. Now, we've got two puzzle pros on our stage. Tyler, I recognize you from the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament.
That's right.
And you also construct puzzles for the Onion's AV Club.
Right, yeah.
Do you have a favorite clue? I feel like everyone has one in their mind, right, when they construct these puzzles?
Yeah, I wrote one about a year ago. The clue was simply Brand X, and the answer was Katy Perry.
Nice. Russell Brand's X.
There
brilliant.
It is, yeah.
Good, right?
Yeah. I love that sound.
Yeah. Of people getting it?
No, that more sound? The groan.
The groan. Very good. And Kristen, you have played in many big puzzle events.
Sure.
And recently, you were given or you figured out your best anagram of your name.
It was given to me.
What is the anagram of your name?
Drunk Girl and Saint.
And who gave that to you?
So I was actually invited up to San Francisco on a puzzle date. Split a bottle of wine. We both brought some puzzles and had a good time. And when he...
Are these euphemisms or are you actually...
Did you guys boggle? That's a third date, right? Third date boggle.
And so when he called me up with the final details, he said, I hope you're not offended, but I anagrammed your name and it came out to Drunk Girl and Saint. And I'm definitely not offended by that.
Do you tweet?
No.
You don't tweet? Interesting. Do you tweet, Tyler?
Yeah, occasionally.
All right, because this game is called You Can't Handle the Handle.
Okay.
It's a game about Twitter, Jonathan. And Twitter was invented right here in San Francisco. Look at that.
Yeah, I know. It's a crazy coincidence that we're doing a game about it here in San Francisco.
It is.
Contestants, since you live here, and surely most of you listening right now, know that user accounts on Twitter, which are known as handles, begin with the at symbol, which is the A with the circle around it. Now I'm just talking to my mom, who probably doesn't know this. Hi, Mom. In this game, we are going to give you clues to words and names that, when you put the letters AT in front of them, become other words. So, puzzle guru Art Chung, can you give us an example?
If we said, this user tries and tries to seduce you with his tweets, the handle we're looking for is at Tempter or attempter.
Okay, so.
Oh, there's that groan again.
There's that groan again.
Nobody likes this game already. Nope. Everybody.
I feel like I should get a handicap since I don't tweet.
You know the alphabet, though, right? All right. Each tweet from this belligerent user is a pointed barb, like a pushpin. Tyler.
At tack.
At tack. That's right. Tack and attack. He's a non-believer who tweets about burglaries and bank robberies. Tyler.
At heist.
At heist. Or atheist. That's right. She's a twitchy user who tweets from the top floor of her house. Tyler.
At tick.
At tick. That's right. Attic. At tick. While contemplating the smallest particle of an element, she tweets her mantra. Tyler.
At om.
At om. At om.
Om. Om. At
uh-huh.
Om.
Yeah, that's right. He's a lover of vintage video games like Pong, who likes to pretend he's a Hollywood agent from the series Entourage. Kristen.
At Ari.
At Ari. That's right. All right, this is your last question. A European capital city, it tweets mostly about female barnyard fowl. Tyler.
At hens.
At hens. At hens or Athens, that's right. Art Chung, who won that game?
Tyler is our winner.
Congratulations, Tyler. We'll see you at the end of the show. Coming up, we're going to bust some myths with the Discovery Channel's Adam Savage and find out, is it true that goldfish only have a memory span of 3 seconds? So if you have a goldfish, remind them to stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.
das, was mir gefällt. Hashtag YOLO. Pass auf, sonst gehst du heute drauf. Hashtag YOLO. Oktoberfest ist Kultur. Hashtag Bier. Was kommt nach 2 und 3? Hashtag 4. Ich geb nen Hashtag. Hashtag, ich geb nen Hashtag.